This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. An Oshkosh man is now charged with his fifth offense OWI, and what a story. The man was stopped for a traffic violation. He fled, and officers did not pursue him. He later ran his car into a house. The man caused minor damage to the house's siding. He took off on foot and finally was arrested in the 1200 block of Bismarck Street. The man now faces a number of charges, including fifth offense OWI and hit and run. The Oshkosh Common Council will have a long night tonight. It starts with a workshop on housing needs. A recent study will be reviewed that shows Oshkosh lacks enough housing to meet demand. The council will also give the go-ahead to several summer events during its regular meeting and then discuss what to do with additional money coming in from Madison and shared revenue. The council is at it again later this week. They have another workshop, this one on the city's proposed capital improvement projects. Page 2, Oshkosh has another mural. After the Greetings mural on Main Street, there's another at 110 Algoma Boulevard done by Andrew Linskins. It features trees, owls, and a wolf. The countdown is on. Less than 30 days remain till Air Venture 2023. EAA has extended its early bird pricing through this Friday. The 4th of July is now just 1 week from today. The annual Festival Foods fireworks are on the 4th of July at Menominee Park. The starting time, 9:45. The rain date is Wednesday, July the 5th. Waterfest returns on Thursday night with a headliner, 38 Special. 38 Special's hits include Hold On Loosely, Caught Up in You, and Rocking Into the Night. Should be a great show. Turning to sports, the Bucks have signed San Jose State's Omari Moore to a two-way contract, so he'll play for the Herd and the Bucks next season. They also have signed the very popular Drew Timmy out of Gonzaga. He and his headband could be assigned to the Herd to start the season. That is a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back again later this week on the Chamber website. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.